This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to hear about your shower thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Not those ones. The ones where you go,
Yes.
You can maybe where you invent something or you, I don't know. You just, it's.
It's kind of an epiphany, but it's a stupid thought.
Yes.
None of these are good, right?
No. Okay. The one that's on here that I have thought about, somebody on Reddit came up with this, but I thought about it myself.
Okay.
In Cinderella, the dude, the prince, Charming, falls in love with Cinderella. She runs away. Shoe falls off. Mm-hmm. And then he spends the rest of the time trying to find her. And the shoe, when he finds her, is a perfect fit.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Why would it fall off if it's a perfect fit? If a shoe fits you perfectly, now granted, you're going to go Crocs, sport mode, whatever, mm-hmm. and yeah. maybe the glass slipper didn't have sport mode. No, if it's a perfect fit, that bad boy's staying on you. So mm-hmm. my shower thought is, why'd the shoe fall off?
That's pretty good. I've thought of it.
Thank you, T-Hack. Aaron, stop giving me that face.
It's just because I'm thinking about it, because I want to disagree with you because it's such a cute Disney princess story, but you're not wrong.
Yeah, it wouldn't have fallen off.
Yeah.
I have thought of, shouldn't the slipper have changed back from glass? Because wasn't the magic what made her turn into the gown and stuff? And then she just runs away and it hits midnight, but the glass slipper stays.
Yeah, the pumpkin stopped being the chariot.
Yeah.
Everything else turned back at midnight.
But not the glass slipper.
Huh.
Stop ruining Disney princess stories.
We both think about Cinderella a lot in the shower.
Here's what you need to be doing. If you're high right now, you're going to want to jump in on this.
Yeah.
Because these shower thoughts are everything you'd want.
Yeah.
Did you know? Okay, this is another one I just read. It's impossible. You use your imagination. You can think of Cinderella with horns and whatever. Imagine her wearing... The dress she's wearing is a color you've never seen before.
You can't.
You can't.
Whoa.
You cannot
it is
imagine
impossible
a new color, yeah.
To imagine a new color. You could create it. You could Bob Ross it with a bunch of turquoises and reds on a palette, but you can't imagine it.
Yeah, that's
like
really
I
weird.
Heard, I don't know if it's true or not, but in your dreams, you only see people that you've seen in real life. You can't imagine a new person. I don't know if it's true or not.
Is that?
But
oh my God, is that really true?
I don't know. I just said, I don't know if it's true or not.
Because I've been in dreams where somebody I do know, I had a girlfriend and every time I try to pull her through a crowd, if I turned my back, she turned into somebody else and it was never anybody I knew. But it was
someone have seen somewhere.
Yeah, maybe just some rando from if I would let go of her for a second, she turned into somebody else.
Weird.
And I was like, "What? Will you stop turning into other people?" All right, so we're going to keep smoking what we have in the studio, but we want to hear, if you've had some sort of revelation while wet.
That's weird.
Shower thoughts. 303-222-5423. You can call, you can text.
I saw someone say, because I love this man so much, Benedict Cumberbatch is the only man in history to play Sherlock Holmes who has a name sillier than Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, he's like, that's an upgrade. I'll take that. Because you know what? Call me Sherlock.
I just read this one, and it tickles me. It's a great shower thought.
Okay.
If a pregnant woman swims, she's a human submarine.
Ah, yeah, because they... Okay.
Yeah, the child
submerged
is now... Aruga! Aruga!
I like the one. Your shadow is confirmation. Light has traveled 93 million miles completely unobstructed. And then right just a few feet before it hits the earth, you step in the way like some idiot. And then
you block it. That is a great
93 million miles. And they're like,
come on.
And you ruined it.
Get out of the way.
Stopped its potential.
Yeah. And then just for you to be like, look, it's like a bird. Oh. Like, I traveled all this way for that. What a waste.
All right. Mm. I got a couple more. Ready? This is like, I don't want people to think that we are actually high, but you have to really think about this one.
Okay.
Picture everything in the universe. I'm talking about things in this room, things on Mars, things on Pluto, things just everything in the known universe, even in the unknown universe, is either a potato or it isn't.
I hate that one.
Dude, light traveled the whole way.
I didn't say that one. That one was a good one.
Come on. It's,
no,
think
that's
about it.
Dumb.
Oh, look. Here's a Martian with his weird little gun. It's like, is that a potato? He's like, no. And you're like, I know. It's either.
But it's a potato gun.
It's a shower thought.
I want out of the shower.
Either it's
you're
a potato.
Clean enough. Get up.
Right, or it's not. Yeah. All right. Here's the last one. 50% of the word Canada is A.
Mm. Eh? A. I like that. I do like that.
And Canada is not a potato.
Are we done yet?
Yeah. Holds true.
Oh, yeah.
Pass that stuff over here.
All right. We want your shower thoughts. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Is that the sound we make when we're doing shower thoughts? Isn't that the sound we make when we're like...
I don't think so.
Okay, we're doing shower thoughts. I thought of one more.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Science.
Okay.
Is the S silent or is the C silent? Science.
I think the C. I think that works better for scent.
Oh. Yes, scent was the word I wanted to take at another level there. Sorry. Ryan?
Yay!
Shower thoughts.
So, in The Little Mermaid, when Ariel signs the contract with Ursula to get Leg to meet Prince Eric... then King Triton tries to destroy it. She says, no, that is a legal contract. If you remember, she signed it on her 16th birthday. She wasn't of legal age. That contract should be null and void.
You reach your majority at 16 as a mermaid.
Mm. So. She was also a mermaid. So
that's what I'm saying. So she is her majority. Contract law changes depending on species, I believe, right?
I think Ryan's got a good point.
So,
okay. I don't know. I've never seen it anywhere where age of majority is under 18.
Except in the fish world.
If she's half human, then yeah, like half of 18, she technically reached it at 8. Oh, 9.
Yep, listen to the Slacker Show for all the math. Thanks, Ryan.
I'm so sorry. It's been a long day.
Been a long day? We just got here. What in the world is... Ashley.
Hello?
Hello.
I don't even remember. Oh, shower thoughts. Why did you ruin science for me? Scent does work better, doesn't it?
I'm just trying to help.
Okay. Sorry, Ashley. What's your shower thought?
I'm so excited. So there's a fun fact about squirrels.
Okay.
And squirrels hide their nuts all summer long until the fall. And then when it hits winter, they think to themselves, because they don't remember where they hide their nuts. That's how trees, you know, are.
They don't remember?
They don't remember where they hide them unless it's in their burrow. But they hide them in the ground all, you know, summer and fall long. And then they think to themselves every winter, if I were a squirrel, where would I hide my nuts?
That's not true. That's not true. Yeah. You're so stoned. You are so stoned right now. There is no way that's true. they know where they hit them.
I just picked up my two kids from school, my 15-year-old who has a permit driving us home. So I'm like, I'm going to call in for the first time. It's totally true. So the shower thought.
Totally true based on what? Testimony from a squirrel? They're like, no, we don't. We have no idea where we put them. Like, there's no way for us to know that.
Stupid amounts of spending on squirrel behavior. I don't know. Okay. But my question is, do they know that they're squirrels while they're saying if I was a squirrel?
And at what age is a squirrel legally able to sign a contract? Because we know for mermaids, it's 8 if you're Aaron. 9 if you're the rest of the... All right.
Funny.
That's a great one, Ashley. Thank you for...
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was her first call, you guys.
I know. Yeah. That's awesome.
That's so nice. Marcy?
She was wrong. I just Googled it, but congrats on calling.
Yeah, because Google's right. Marcy?
Yay.
What's your shower thought?
I am 42, and I just bought my first mailbox.
Okay.
How many homeowners have actually purchased their own mailbox? Like, bought it outright?
Like,
it
nobody. Because it just came with it.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't even know that I own one. It's because it's like a community box. You know?
You don't get the, like...
The luxury of picking it out.
Yeah, your own. Because I did have a house. My house in Thornton had a mailbox, but it was already there, and I always wanted to get rid of it, but I'm like, I don't want to go through the...
It's already there, yeah. Wow.
My kid broke mine, so I was like, oh my God.
So you're like a trendsetter.
I know.
Look out for all these new mailboxes.
Is there a store? Like, do they
No, they just have them at Depot and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, I got it on Amazon. It's outside right now. I can't wait to open it.
Okay. How ironic.
How did they drop it off?
Exactly.
Where'd they put it? This is like cannibalism. That is so stupid. Kendall?
Yay.
What's your shower thought?
So do you know those toys? It's like a kid's toy. It's a tube that has the little sound maker on the inside. And when you tilt it, it goes mew, mew. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my shower thought is, what if you edited that sound into Star Wars for the lightsaber sound effect?
I think I can make this happen.
Yeah.
The fight scenes would be less intense. Darth Maul getting chopped in half by one would not be.
There's probably a rough cut somewhere where George Lucas is like, we need to change that.
He's working it out. He's like, no, that's not the right sound, guys. Danny?
Yo.
What's your shower thought?
It does not need to be anybody's birthday to get yourself a cake.
Yep, they don't check. They don't check. They never do.
This is definitely a T-Hack shower thought.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.